Baluchis stan. Det finns väldigt många människor i Sverige som inte har en aning om vad det är landet eller nationen eller regionen
finns någonstans. Var det ligger någonstans. Det är många som inte vet. Vi är övertygade om att för att kunna formulera en politik som innebär att fred och stabilitet och rättvisa kan råda, så innebär det att man också lite mer på djupet måste förstå och analysera skeenden och tendenser och historien i olika områden i världen. Och det här gör att vi inte alltid är bästa kompisar med de regimer som styr i världen. Vi har fått en hel del kritik från Turkiet för vårt engagemang för kurderna. Vi har fått en hel del kritik från den iranska ledningen i Teheran och iranska företrädare för till exempel att vi lyft olika minoritetsgrupper i Iran, inte minst balucherna och även andra grupper, azerier och andra grupper. Och jag kan tänka mig att det finns en och annan stat som är kritiska till att vi nu lyfter upp balucherna situation, men vi gör det för vi anser att detta är viktigt. Vi har med oss idag ett antal prominenta gäster. First of all, I would like to welcome Mr. Suleiman Ahmedzai. You are nowadays living in London, and you are here in Sweden for this event, and we are very, very glad to have you here. Mr. Ahmedzai is the grandson of the last king of Baluchistan, Ahmadiyar Khan, and a very important person and a symbol also for the Baluchi cause for self-determination. Och Suleiman kommer att tala en 10-15 minuter och sen han kommer att tala på engelska och jag kommer sammanfatta detta lite kort sen på svenska också efteråt. We also have with us here Mr. Nawabzada Hürbair Mari. I hope I pronounced your name correct. You are a Baluchi leader in exile, politician and also residing in London now. You are most welcome here as well, and you will speak and you will you have also with you, and we share your time with Angela Harvey, which is a human rights activist, also from UK, United Kingdom, and I guess that you will speak a little bit also about the human rights situation in Baluchistan. Och vi har också med oss Maja Åberg från Amnesty Internationals svenska sektion, som också kommer att tala lite utifrån hur Amnesty ser på MR-situationen i Baluchistan. Sen skulle vi ha med oss också herr Mohammed Akhtar Mengal, som bor i Förenade Arabemiraten nu. And he will be with us on Skype instead. Han kommer att vara med oss via Skype. Tyvärr så lyckades vi inte få ett visum i hamn, trots att vi kontaktade Sveriges ambassad redan i februari nere i Dubai. Och jag vill också inledningsvis verkligen rikta ett stort tack till Mohammed också Sanodini, som har hjälpt till oerhört mycket med att få detta seminarium i ordning och verkligen en klippa när det gäller att fixa saker och bjuda in talare och att upplägget fungerar och allting sånt. Och mitt namn är Fredrik Malm och jag är talesperson för Folkpartiet Liberalerna i utrikespolitiska frågor också. Vi har också en riksdagsledamot till med oss med Annika Lillemets. Jag kan presentera dig lite kort också och säga att du är jättevälkommen också. Annika Lillemets, Member of Parliament from the Green Party. Så det finns ett antal riksdagsledamöter som är engagerade i dessa frågor. Nu skulle jag gärna vilja lämna ordet till Suleiman Ahmedzai. The floor is yours and you will speak in English and afterwards a short summary also in Swedish. Varsågod.
Chairman, organizers, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share with you sorrows and pains of the Baloch nation, who are subjugated by the occupiers, Pakistan and Iran. The recent waves of extrajudicial killing of the Baloch by the Pakistani security forces, the issue of the Baloch right for an independent state is of legitimate international concern and do not constitute exclusively an internal affair of Pakistan. The Iranian theocratic regime denied the Baloch in Iran the basic civil rights, the basic human rights such as freedom of speech, worship, and association are denied to the Baloch. The Iranians have failed to accommodate the Baloch pre-existing cultural, legal, political institutions and traditions. The largest part of Balochistan is under Pakistani control, suffers the worst human rights violations. Balochistan is an occupied land and there are gross violations of human rights, such as genocide, ethnic cleansing, and racial discrimination. The international community has always been aware of the gross violations of human rights on both sides of the Goldsmith lines, but Iranian and Pakistanis have had free rein to suppress the Baloch as they seem fit. The international community has never shown concern about genocide, targeted killings, mass forced disappearances in Balochistan by the states. The states are not providing protection to the Baloch properties and lives. Pakistan is a state formed on prejudice against Hindu, and Iran is a Shia empire. Both states are intolerant towards religious and ethnic minorities. The Iranian and Pakistanis are trying to find a common approach that will weaken the Baloch capacity to challenge the state's power domestically and internationally. The Baloch are victims of forced disappearance and forced assimilation policies. The fact is, human rights institutions and international organizations have failed to protect the Baloch. The sincere desire to find an alternative means to protecting the Baloch human rights is the shell of statehood of independent Balochistan. The Baloch people have always had state of their own throughout the recorded history. In the sense, the Baloch have unique and outstanding right to re-establish their sovereign state, the same right the Swedish, Norwegians and other nations in the world are entitled. The fact is, the Baloch nation is a historic nation traditionally settled in the Baloch land for millenniums. The European Union, the international community and other humanitarian bodies promoting human rights and democracy must recognize Balochistan is an occupied land. They should focus on conflict resolution between Iranian Pakistanis and the Baloch on the basis of legitimate right to independent United Balochistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lamassan. De flesta förstår engelska kanske. Det kanske inte behövs någon sammanfattning på svenska. Vanligtvis så kan man mycket kort sammanfatta det som en övergripande beskrivning av hur Pakistan och Iran på olika sätt inte hanterar den balochiska frågan som man ska, och han nämner ett antal frågor om assimilering och så att säga dödande av aktivister, nämner också folkmord och så vidare som olika processer som har ägt rum i dessa områden. Han betonar också, Mr. Ahmadzai, att det här inte är någon intern angelägenhet för Iran och Pakistan, utan att det är också någonting som berör det internationella samfundet i stort också. Thank you very much. Vi går vidare. Nawab Zada, please.
I would like to thank the organizer of this meeting. This is a very important occasion for us to highlight the extreme violation of human and democratic rights by the occupying states of Pakistan and Iran. This is a significant event since we are gathered here in Stockholm, the capital city of a nation that prides herself for their respect to human rights, liberty, social and economic justice. These are exactly the same values that our Baloch nation has been striving ever since our homeland was illegally occupied by British Imperial Army in 1839. For many decades, Swedish people fought for the same rights and values, but now these rights are a part of social, political, legal, cultural norm of the fabric of your society. For us, we are even forbidden to use our own language in our homeland. It is worth mentioning that our language is one of the oldest languages in the region. An additional irony is currently more academic work and research is going on Baluchi language is in progress in Sweden than in Baluchistan. In past, empires conquered and subjugated other nations at will. This was accepted political norm at that time. The might was right. Subjugation of another nation was regarded as an expression of power and prestige. This is the situation that we Baloch are facing in this century. No doubt there are still many other nations that suffer from subjugation, but not to the same unimaginable degree of atrocity, exploitation, destruction that we presently are encountering in Baluchistan. We are a distinctive ancient nation in the same way as the Swedish nation is. We have distinctive history, land, language, culture, moral and social codes and values. We had our sovereign, independent state. Our population is now probably twice as many as the Swedish population. The British Empire invaded our homeland in 1839 using their repressive instrument of divide and rule. They divided our homeland in three parts. We have been resisting occupation and subjugation relentlessly with our limited means and abilities. We pushed out the Persian rulers from western occupied Baluchistan by the dawn of First World War, but being reoccupied once again by the Persian dictator Raza Khan Mir Panj in 1928. We regained our independence in eastern Baluchistan from the British Empire in August 1947, but our sovereign state was illegally occupied by the newly created artificial Jihadist state of Pakistan in March 1948. Current artificial borders in Baluchistan are the legacy of British colonial policies. Baloch people had no say in the matter at all. In the eyes of Baloch people, these colonial borders have no legal moral legitimacy. For that reason, we have never stopped struggling for our legitimate and democratic rights. The Baloch nation, like any other nation, is entitled to be free from illegal occupation. We, the Baloch, like any other nation, such as the Swedish people, should be entitled to establish a democratic state and society where the universal values of liberty, democracy, justice, rule of law, peace and prosperity can be implemented. We Baloch are secular freedom-loving people in the region that is plagued by fanaticism of Islamic Shia of Iran, the jihadist extremism of Pakistan, and its proxies, the Taliban. We are a small island of secular people that resisted these mindless epidemic religious misadventures. Moreover, we are among the first victims of this destructive curse. When the West sided and assisted these forces of darkness, we warned them about the consequences of their actions. Our people, however, have been the first victims of these repressive regimes and their religious associates. Our only demand from all fair-minded and decent people in general and Swedish people in particular are to recognize our struggle for our legitimate, natural, democratic and moral rights and assist us to regain our independence. We want the same rights as you find fit for your society and people. That is how to have our own sovereign country and decide about our own future. Restoration and implementation of these rights are not just serving the Baloch national interest, but they serve the international interest of all humanity. The most effective way to respect human rights and democracy and to bring stability, security, peace and rule of law in the region would be by ending colonization and illegal occupation of Balochistan and allowing the people, Baloch people, democratically to determine their own affairs and destiny. We Baloch are a tolerant, secular nation. That's why an independent Balochistan will be the natural ally of international secular and democratic nations. It is high time for the international democratic powers to support Baloch in their just struggle for national liberation. We hope the Swedish government and Swedish people will morally help our struggle and raise their voice against the ongoing human rights violation in occupied Balochistan. I thank you all for attending this event. Thank you.
I'll clarify. What I was referring to was regarding the Balochistan province in Pakistan, and there are certain armed Balochistani groups that have been accused of some of these killings. And this is something that Amnesty International has reported on. But it was particularly in Pakistan and only from certain armed groups. So it's not something that we say is part of the Baluchi movement as such or as whole, but that there are reports about this having happened. And so for us, it would not make sense not to talk about it at all, because there is enough evidence to mention it. But looking at the whole scale of all of the human rights violations in the area in Pakistan, the human rights violations committed by security forces, for example, are on a much larger scale, and also because it is the state of Pakistan that has the responsibility to protect its inhabitants, obviously that is a huge problem. But I feel that it would not be credible for me as Amnesty to completely not mention that there are reports of human rights violations on the other side too. But like I said, certain armed groups, not the movement as whole.
Så kontakta journalister, skriv artiklar, skriv insändare, skapa sidor på internet, uppmärksamma, använd den data Amnesty har och andra organisationer och försök uppmärksamma det så mycket ni kan. Det finns ingen annan väg att gå, tror jag. Ordna seminarier och så vidare. Det här mötet är ett försök att öka uppmärksamheten kring den balochiska frågan, vill jag säga också, från vår sida. Varsågod.
Jag har en kort fråga till dig som sitter i regeringen.
Ja.
Vi vet att Pakistans regering, eller Pakistan, lever på bistånd från utlandet, speciellt Europa och USA. Och som vi vet, USA har minskat sitt bistånd till Pakistan en tredjedel ungefär. Och sen Sverige, Norge och andra europeiska länder ger bistånd i form av pengar och vapen till Pakistan. Och de använder pengarna och vapnen mot Balucherna i Balochistan. Vad kan ni göra konkret mot det här systemet?
Just
det här falska systemet som finns i Balochistan.
Jag kan svara mycket kort på detta. Sverige har inte genomgått några vapenaffärer med Pakistan sedan 2007. Postmors Araf. Så har vi inte genomgått några. Men det är fakta, så att säga. Och med den förmodade skärpning av krigsmaterielexportlagstiftningen som kommer att ske inom ett antal år. Det ska utredas först och så. Men den förmodade skärpningen lär väl inte underlätta, så att säga, vapenaffärer med ett land som Pakistan, det tror jag inte. När det gäller biståndet så är vår uppfattning, kan jag säga från Folkpartiets sida i alla fall, och vår uppfattning är att när det handlar om odemokratiska stater, då ska vårt bistånd i huvudsak stödja de som verkar för demokrati. Vi är mycket kritiska till att ge bistånd direkt till diktaturer. Sverige har gjort det, men vi gör det mindre idag än tidigare. Dock, tror jag att den typen av säkerhetssamarbete och annat som finns från betydligt större stater än Sverige kopplat till situationen i Pakistan, situationen i Afghanistan, situationen i gränsområdena Swatdalen, Waziristan och så vidare, det ligger så att säga på en nivå ovanför det här huset. Jag tror att den typen av relationer har en större inverkan på situationen i Pakistan än vad det svenska utvecklingssamarbetet har. Men jag tycker det så. Mm. Tjejen längst bak och sen varsågod.
This is a question for the panelists. We're all aware of the terrible situation in, especially Pakistan, because there's much more data on that situation in Pakistan than it is on Iran. Do you have any concrete examples of the resistance on the ground from people? What is the future perspective on how to tackle this huge military operation in Baluchistan? What are people doing on the ground? Can you give us any clear examples of what form of resistance is taking place in Baluchistan?
Who's the question from?
For the panelists. Maybe.
People protesting in a democratic way at that stage, there were many parties who did not contest in Pakistani parliamentary system, but they were asking for independence of Baluchistan. They have been pushed away, they have been like forced to go to mountains to ask for the independence. The reason is, and that's a classical example I can give, Ghulam Mohammad Shahid. He was the president of BNM, Balochistan National Movement, and he was picked up in 2009, if I'm not mistaken, in April, and after 8 days his body was found, along with Lala Munir and Sher Mohammad Baloch. Sher Mohammad was vice president of BRP, party, and Lala Munir was vice president of BNM. So if someone is asking for independence in that country, occupied Baluchistan, Pakistan state has got one answer. Pick them up, torture them, and then kill and dump them. So nobody is out there to speak out in open, because there are about 14,000 people who are missing, who advocate independence of Baluchistan. The only option is left people to go either abroad, hide somewhere, become refugees, or go to mountains, hide over there, or protect themselves. And there's one option left to resist, and that option has been given by Pakistan. There's no, and Baloch are not themselves going, and then we are portrayed as terrorists fighting. Yes, we have been occupied by the Pakistanis and by the Iranians, but we have not been left with any options. I personally would like to speak about independence of Baluchistan, and only independence, not less than that, because they occupied my country. Baluchistan was occupied by Iranians and by Pakistanis, but they have not left us with any option. Again, we peacefully ask for, in a democratic way, we ask for independence, they pick us up, torture us, and dump dead bodies in deserted areas. So what can the Baluch do? And Amnesty International is an organization, we all respect their work. But blaming or saying that Baluch are doing this, yes, there might be some incidents. But the thing is, we have to look at the power. It's the fifth largest army in the world, which is... it has got a lot of weapons in its arsenal, and it's using all of it against the Baloch people. The maximum Baloch might have a gun or pistol, something like that, to defend their home and their home sanctity. That's the thing. But they come, I belong to Kahan, my ancestors are from Kahan. That city or the town is deserted. There were about 5,000 people, but they used helicopter gunships, F-16s, and artillery. I'm talking about 2002 and 2003, 2004, and now there's no one over there. And those people moved to Nasirabad district in Balochistan. When United Nations tried to help those people, even the NGOs were not stopped from doing this. And one of that person who was working for an NGO, I forgot his name, Rashid Mari from the same tribe, Rashid Mari, he was shot dead about a year ago because he was telling the international community these refugees need help. Who even, they don't spare NGOs, they don't spare amnesty people. From Makran, Ido was an amnesty personnel, he was shot dead. So they do not spare Baloch who advocate independence. We are left with no other option but to come to the international forums and speak about our independence. Because we are not going to go back from what we say. And we want the international community to come forward and speak that Baloch are being targeted, they are being killed, they are being tortured, and the fact is our land was occupied by these states.
My question is to the Pakistan and Iran phrase the Baloch people have no capability of governance for themselves. How do you respond to the international community that are Baloch capable of working with the international community in a good relation? Are they able to bring peace and stability in the region if Balochistan independence issue comes before them as you seek for support?
When we were defending ourselves from Mughals and Mongols and all, I think Pakistan was not there to help us. Pakistan is a creation which is just 60 years ago. And our history says that we had political boundaries or borders in 17th and 18th century. Nasir Khan Nuri had made this political borders of Balochistan. We had diplomatic relation in 17th and 18th century with the Ottoman Empire. The Baloch people had that. So how come they say we cannot sustain when 80% of Pakistan or 90% of Pakistan natural gas is being extracted from Balochistan? Reykjavik and Sandak gold and copper projects are situated in Balochistan, and all the wealth is being taken to Punjab, or the Chinese are taking it away. So they are sustaining on Baloch wealth, they are progressing, their prosperity depends on Baloch wealth and Baloch coastal area. And how come we will not prosper with our own wealth when we are only about 20 million people? And they are 150 million Pakistanis. They're prospering on our wealth. So it's illogical to say these kind of things. It might be a political stunt or propaganda against the Baloch people. We are self-sufficient. We have got intellectuals. We can run a country. And we have our leaders have done for 400 years. So it's, I suppose, they're just making false kind of propaganda against the Baloch.
Jag har två frågor till. Det som inte har ställt frågan på förtur. Först ut med ditt kontrakt och sen tar vi dig. Och sen så,
varsågod. You yourself are a member of the provincial assembly in Balochistan and a ministry. Can you say your own experience for the try to get your rights in the Ukraine question?
My experience as being a minister in Balochistan.
I'm trying to get your rights on the
That's why usually I say that. That's why I'm sitting abroad, and I've been in exile when I was a child with my father for 12 years. Now, again, for another 13 years, I've been away from my country because I've seen the power corridors over there, and over there they try to bribe us or gave us the wealth as individuals, as leaders of Baloch, but they do not want the progress to be trickled to the people of Balochistan. So they want to corrupt us, the leadership of Balochistan, as there are many. So I did not see any future in those parliament, Balochistan parliament, or which is an occupied territory. So I would still say that made me decide, and it gave me more like strength to work for independence and for the people, not through those parliaments, Pakistani parliaments, because it was just a mode of corrupting even the best Baloch, who were never attracted to money and power, but they have got a whole system of doing that, even not only in occupied Balochistan, all over Pakistan. Corruption is a lifestyle, and they try to corrupt us to forget our identity, our people's prosperity, or talk about our future. When we do that, we end up in prison or dead.
Last question, please.
Yes. Some parties from Western Balochistan, especially Balochistan People's Party, believe that they can solve Balochistan problem issue in West Balochistan, West occupied Balochistan, by they believe that they can solve, but they're struggling for a federal system. But you have federal system in Pakistan. The East Balochistan annexed it forcefully by Pakistan, and it's a federal system. How do you think about that? It's work for Iranian Balochistan, not work for Balochistan, Pakistani Balochistan federal system.
The fact is, again, as you have answered your own question, the way we have been occupied. When a nation has been occupied, then we try to. It's in ordinary man's language or layman's language, it's a forced marriage. And we need separation. And there's no justice in that forced marriage. They have imposed their will upon the Baloch people, Iranians and the Pakistanis. So there's no way they look at us as slaves. That's the truth. I've lived there. They do not look at us as equals. If they had that kind of attitude, maybe the Baloch people, if I would have said, let's go for independence, the Baloch people would have said, here, we have got all the rights the Persians have. We have got all the rights the Punjabis have. What are you talking about? But they know. Now they have got new designs. They have bringing millions of Persians and outsiders from in Balochistan, ethnic flooding is going on. They want to make us minority in our own homeland. And once that's been done, that's accomplished, we'll have no voice, as we have no voice today. But at least in my town, there are more Baloch faces or people than somebody from the occupiers. So I would say Eastern occupied Balochistan, Western occupied Balochistan, we should have one thing clear in our mind. They will, if we treat them equal, they won't treat us equal. They won't treat us on the same basis. They will always look upon us as their subjects or their slaves. So there's no other way, in my view, independence is the only way.